Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 37 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. Can you hear that background noise? Yep, I'm in the car again. You've been on a lot of road trips with me recently, haven't you? I'm thinking of, at least a handful of them. Today, I am south of Indianapolis. Remember, I'm from West Central Indiana. I'm on my way home after a fantastic day of training in Southern Indiana. And before I left, I noticed that someone on Twitter had asked for some tips about using Twitter and using it professionally. And instead of responding there, I thought maybe I would use this as an opportunity to talk about it here. I have contended for many years that Twitter saved my education career, and I still totally believe that. I was so stuck on an island and stuck in a rut after 4 or 5 years of teaching. And when I got connected on Twitter and I started to meet people that were like me, that I could share ideas with and bounce things off of, and then people that were totally unlike me, that exposed me to new things, that really sort of rejuvenated my teaching career, and my classroom changed almost instantly. So I totally believe in the ability of not necessarily social media to change you, but the people that are on social media, I think, can have a huge, huge impact on you. And social media is just such an efficient and easy and fun way to do it. And so to kind of tie back to that, if you are newer to Twitter, or if you're still sort of trying to make sense of it, or if you're always trying to do, you know, more and better with what you do, here are some things that I was thinking about related to using Twitter or just social media in general as an educator. And number one, this one is very specific to Twitter, is to find your hashtag. Because whenever you find a hashtag that really relates to you, that really, a hashtag obviously is like a kind of like a searchable keyword, category, if you will, of content on social media. And when you find your hashtag, I really feel like you find your tribe. Your people that are very much like you, that lift you up, that share similar values and are excited about the same things. And when you find that, oh my goodness, it's like a breath of fresh air. And it really did change me as a teacher to be able to get new ideas and ask questions and all of that. So I think that's number one, is when you find that hashtag, when you find a group of people and a topic on social media that really, really resonates with you, I think that's huge. Number two, I think you need to look for people that push you. And I mean this in a couple of different ways. One is that push you to be a better version of yourself, to do bigger and better things. That's one way of finding people that push you. But I would even say find people that push you, like rub you in the wrong direction, push you. And there are some people that I follow on social media where I know that we disagree on some things, but I respect the way that they talk about things, and I learn a lot from them about the way that they see the world and the way that they believe in education. Obviously, if they espouse ideas that are harmful, then I'm probably not going to follow them. But just to see something from a different, it's like that echo chamber thing that they talk about in social media so much. You can get stuck with people who sound like you and think like you, and this is a way to kind of break out of that. Number three, take the high road. You know, it's easy to get into mudslinging on social media. And one thing that I love about the education community out there is that we are, in general, a very uplifting and encouraging bunch. And I love that. But again, there are going to be times where we disagree with each other. And that's okay. let's just make sure that we take the high road when we do that. And some discourse in disagreement is a good thing. I think we all grow from it, but to take the high road when we do it, I think is super important. And finally, number four, sometimes people see social media as just another thing and they don't have time to add another thing to their plate. I like to add social media into my life in the in-between times. So I'd say fill your downtime, your couple of minutes in between things. Pull up Twitter, flip through it and see, you know, what can I learn? What new thing is there that I can pick up in that amount of time? So if you're looking to dig into Twitter a little bit more or just social media in general, if you're brand new to it, for whatever it's worth, those are my four tips. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.